Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
China introduced its one-child policy more than 30 years ago to curb massive population growth. Since the policy was put in place, the Chinese government says it has prevented 400 million births. The policy does have some exceptions. If you live in the countryside, for instance, you're allowed to have two children if the first child is a girl. China was on its knees when the one-child policy went into effect, but now the country's economy is booming and some influential voices are saying it might be time to relax the policy. The BBC's John Humphreys reports.
In her farmyard in a tiny village in southwest China, an old lady, Zhou Chengying, tends her chickens and tries to keep an eye on her grandchildren at the same time. She tells me she's in her 60s, but she's had a hard life, grindingly poor, struggling to survive for much of it, and she looks about 80. Her parents and grandparents would have had lots of children to run the farm and to care for them in their old age, but she did not have that option. She was one of the first victims of the single-child rule.
I gave birth to my second child in 1981, but that child died. After the birth of my second child, I had surgery to be sterilized. But after the operation, the baby died. I'd agreed to be sterilized because I wanted to follow the Communist Party. But the surgery did terrible things to my health. I was very, very sad. And then I found out that the surgery didn't go well. They left a piece of cotton in my body. I have had to have treatment in the hospital ever since.
Zhou Cheng was one of the countless millions who suffered under the policy, and many of them are still suffering. Almost everyone knows someone who's been forced to have an abortion, sometimes brutally, and most middle-aged women have been sterilized. But it may be coming to an end. Zhu Shuijing is the professor of economics at the Shanghai Academy of Social Sciences, a respected figure in this country, and an advisor to the communist leadership. So what he says matters.
It's under discussion. You know, many scholars are arguing that it is the time to relax the one-child policy in cities and as a first step to allow all the couples in China to have two children. When you have a slower and a slower population growth rate, then the population is aging.
Fewer young people to pay for the older people.
Yes. Then, you know, we have the difficulties in social security programs, you know, the so-called high dependency ratio. That means the ratio of the elderly to the number of working age population is increasing. So the competitiveness of the economy, you know, the cost of enterprises, everything, yeah. But I believe in future, in maybe beyond 5 years, all the Chinese families in China will have the freedom to choose the number of children they want. So that's not too far away from today.
For Zhou Chengying, of course, if it happens, it'll be far too late.
There is nothing I can do. I have to work hard even though I'm dying. I have to take care of the two children and the farm. Every morning, my grandson pulls me out of bed. Every part of my body hurts. But there is nothing I can do. I still have to work hard. This is the countryside.
As we spoke, 6 million officials were beginning to fan out across China with census forms counting the population. The result won't be known until next April. But based on the last census, it's expected to be well over 1.3 billion, the biggest population in the world, of course. Most people seem to believe and hope that they will soon be able to have more children. There'll be another census in 10 years. How big the population will be then is anyone's guess.
That report from the BBC's John Humphreys in China. By the way, next week we take another look at how rapidly things are changing in China. A new film tells the story of three taxi drivers in Beijing, where the landscape is a constant work in progress. Also next week, we'll have the story of Salvatore Junta, the young man from Iowa who will be the first living Medal of Honor recipient since Vietnam. Back in 30 seconds, here and now.